The crowds chant damnation to Israel as they march through the center of Istanbul to remember the 9 people killed by Israeli security forces while on a Turkish ship, the Mavi Marmara. The international flotilla last year hoped to break the Israeli economic blockade of Palestinians living on the Gaza Strip. Those marching on the one-year anniversary are still angry over the killings.
There were blood, violence and tears on Mavi Marmara, and we are still feeling that pain. We lost our 9 brothers, and Israel is responsible for this.
They killed our brother in Marmara ship, and in Palestine, always kill our brothers, and we protest to Israel, and we say that Israel is terrorist.
Since the incident, the two nations continue to exchange angry barbs over who was responsible for the deaths on the Turkish flagship. The flotilla organizers, the Free Gaza Movement and the Foundation for Human Rights, Freedoms and Humanitarian Relief, or IHH, a Turkish aid group, have been planning an even larger event this year, reportedly with a 15-vessel flotilla with more than 1,000 international activists on board. IHH Deputy Chief Hussein Uruç says the international controversy over last year's killings offers protection to the ships.
Now whole world know that this mission is the peaceful mission. Any international community can come and to check the boats, and this is the only way to defend the boats. Now whole the world will watch the boats, will follow the boats, and we don't believe that Israel will repeat the same mistake.
Israel accuses the IHH of being more a political organization than a charity, claiming it has close links to Hamas, which the European Union and the US consider a terrorist organization, a charge the charity denies. But in an attempt to dispel such criticisms, this year's flotilla is more broadly supported by organizations around the world. 15 countries, many from Europe, are providing ships. The organizers claim such support will stop Israel from military intervention. But Dror Filler, spokesman for the Swedish ship, says they are still preparing for the worst.
It will be a passive resistance, absolutely. We are going in Sweden and other countries, we are going to train all our passengers in non-violent resistance. We are not giving the boats away.
But Israel continues to defend its actions and warns it will continue to enforce its economic embargo. The possibility of another showdown has led the United States to lobby Ankara to stop the flotilla. But Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu ruled out any intervention.
Ama İsrail'in bu kez yine açık denizlerde herhangi bir provokatif eyleminin Türkiye tarafından da...
It should be known that Turkey will give the necessary response to any repeated act of provocation by Israel on the high seas, he said. He added, those who believe Turkey should take certain steps to stop the new flotilla must first warn Israel not to repeat the human tragedy it caused last year. Turkey's ruling AK Party's tough stance towards Israel, and in particular its support of the flotilla, does play well with the country's large religious population, according to political scientist Nuray Mert of Istanbul University. She says with the country in the midst of a general election, that could be a key factor in government policy.
There are all these, you know, speculations that, well, it's another, you know, part of election campaign, you know. It may be an effort to renew the popularity and renew this enthusiasm that they had the last year. It's a popular cause, and it will work for the present government party.
Turkish voters go to the polls on June the 12th. With the flotilla due to set sail sometime in the last week of June, observers say time is running out to avoid the risk of another high seas confrontation. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.